This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. This is the Wednesday talk show for May 27th. I'm Terry Toad, and today we're talking with Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, and the summer concert series is about ready to crank up again. Mickey, good morning, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you in studio, and this is, what, 2 out of 3 weeks we get to talk with you and about the activities going on in Bunnell and Gillespie and all summer long and at the park in Bunnell. So.
Thank you, and welcome. I'm welcome. Thank you and the listeners and the sponsor who sponsors this show each and every Wednesday. Yes, it is summer now. Italian Americans had their last weekend to kick it off, so we just pick right up from after that.
It's kind of a rapid fire thing with the Italian American days, and then you have the concert series starting, and then Black Diamond days, and things are off and running, and you've got a really nice selection of groups playing this year at the Summer Concert Series, and it starts, what, in about a week, doesn't it?
A week from last night.
Okay.
We're on countdown time. 6 days.
Now, Mickey, let's be honest. You've done this long enough, though. Things kind of fit into place, and it works pretty well.
Well, if you do the work for enough time out, book the bands is the first thing you got to do. In fact, the booking the bands is pretty easy now. We pretty well settled in. About once one band a year usually gets dropped because of the low attendance, the low concession stand. You know, it's got to be a certain minimum we look at. We don't just say, you got the worst attendance, you're out of here. No, we don't do that. That's
there
how
are other factors
it.
Involved, like weather and that sort of
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. People don't realize we plot the weather the whole week, and we put it on, you know, we have on a – my wife Emily keeps it in the right so we can look at everything. That's how we order all our supplies and things like that.
There's a lot more behind the scenes than anybody ever realizes.
Oh, yes. Even the fall festival is something you plan them things 2 or 3 years out of line there. Like, for example, we got somebody coming from Nashville this year. We've been after her for 5 years. Now, she's a local girl, but the local girl has been very, very successful in Nashville. She's a singer, a guitarist, a playwright. She's a producer, director, everything. So it took us, she committed 3 years ago, but, you know, verbally. But in Nashville comes up and says, well, we want you to play opening for this, you know, we understand that. Yeah. But she called me in August of last year and said, we're on goal because I'm going to block this on out. She has family here. Her mom and dad still here. Amy Heelstorn, mm-hmm. And very good. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be at the Fall Festival this year. It's live from Nashville, I'm calling it. And I tell you, I was scared to use it the first time I put it. So I just asked her if that was okay, because I didn't know if that was a
copyrighted type
right.
thing. Right. Yeah.
It was, I ran into a copyright thing back in the 70s, I think, when E.T. movie came out,
mm-hmm.
and they had all the marketing merchandise and everything. I had someone that has unauthorized merchandise, but it was selling like cupcakes, and I had no problems, but he did. But I mean, just say you sure. got to watch those things. Baseball Cardinals too.
Sure.
Marty Henning used to be, what, 35 years the marketing man, or the guy who sets up all the special days with giveaway for merchandise and everything. He taught me some things because I was involved in the Cardinals, things like that too. But when you're a salesman, you get involved like that.
And a lot of this stuff that you're talking about, Mickey, is now, obviously with the Cardinals now, a lot of it runs through Major League Baseball. So you're dealing with the whole league as a whole, and with the Nashville thing, you're probably dealing with musicians unions and stuff like that. Even though you can set things up ahead of time, sometimes there are things that take precedence as far as what performers need to do.
Licensing merchandise is what it is. Hmm. That's what I sold in 40 years on the road. And it was interesting because you learn. Mm-hmm. And he would call me in the office and, okay, what do you got this year? It was a regular thing.
But show me your stuff, Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marty was very good, yeah. And he's not rude or not just, you know, obnoxious. He was protecting his ball club.
Sure.
And I understood that.
Back to the Cole Country Summer Concert Series. Now, I think probably one of the really neat things about this is the venue, the Bonnell City Park, which the Italian Club has really cleaned up and worked up and painted up and fixed up, and it's a great venue to hold your concerts there.
Well, the best part about it, within 5 or 7 days, it's always 4 to 7 days after they have their thing, they clean it up. It is spick and span. It's the cleanest the whole year.
You wouldn't know that anything happened there a week ago.
No,
you
know, less than a week ago.
Yeah, they really.
But the thing is, in fact, Jerry Siracol called me last night and said, you want to let me leave the freezers on for you? I said, yeah, it's going to be hot, and we might as well leave them on, so we didn't want to have to work them hard. So it worked out fine. I said, I told me a couple other things on this, and he said, he told me, made sure he made this point, that you are getting it spick and spine. You can even eat off the concrete on the floor in the concession stand, and they do. They do a good job.
Yeah,
The bath, everything is perfect. We get it, and then it's our turn to clean it up every week. But we get it on a Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, and somebody else uses over the weekend. And of course, a lot of times people don't do the best, but it is because you got a health problem, because you got food and everything like that.
But it is a great venue. It is.
Concession stand.
Yeah,
the pavilion roof. The stage is one of the biggest things that we have the advantage of. It sits up high so people could sit there and listen to it.
Yeah, works out really well. Plus, in recent years, you've added the concession stand, and I know you do ice cream every once in a while and strawberry shortcake. Are you still going to do stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberry shortcake, I bet, is still on the menu,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes, sir. That's our number one seller. The reason is, we started our concession stand the very first year. It wasn't very much because we didn't know what was going on. We made adjustments to a couple of things. We tried popcorn. It went over a little bit on the cool nights, but on the hot nights, nobody wanted popcorn. And you couldn't make any money on it either. Sold it for 50 cents a bag, and you made a nickel. But the strawberry shortcake came along about 3 years later, and I don't remember how I came upon this, but somebody mentioned something, and we went and investigated into it. How much? Well, we didn't realize how much this was going to run into. We go through 30 to 40 pounds, quarts or whatever they're called, of strawberries every week.
That's a lot of cleaning strawberries.
Well, yeah, I got to give credit where it deserves now. The wife, Emily, we go over and get them, and then she cuts them up. She blends them a little bit and some other things she does. And
the secret ingredient?
No, not really a secret, but I don't want to tell everything.
Okay.
And she does this and gets them ready, and we have them ready for every Tuesday night, and people come. It just I went to that strawberry, and then people, I think it was at Winnie's the other day for lunch, and I had 6 people walked up to me and said when the concert was, because we were about a week later of putting our advertising out. And when is it? When are you going to have it? I said, it's next Tuesday. He said, well, are you going to have your strawberry shortcake? I said, you doggone right. I could have said other words, but.
And that's not the only thing on the menu. You've got sandwiches as well.
Well, we keep it simple because it starts at 7. Most people come between 6 and 7. A lot of them had some supper or they come to thing. Like, for example, we have Jodani's or Mori restaurant there in Bonnell. And they give a coupon out every week of 50 off the second meal. So they would buy one regular meal. A regular price, and you get 50 off the second meal. So Amori, we give out coupons to everybody. And they ended up, usually the following week, when the people come in and get the coupon, before they come to the place, they'll end up getting the meal, get the special. He always has 20 to 40 people there every Tuesday night, early, because he opens at 4. and we don't start the 7th. So they come in the 8th, they come in here, and then when they have theirs, they want their dessert. So they get their strawberry shortcake. And I have people buy, get one, eat it, and they come back and get a second one.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're addictive. They're addictive. Italian beef, you usually have some Italian
yes.
beef, don't you?
Okay. Yes. It's homemade. We don't make it ourselves. We have somebody make it. So it's really nice. It's fresh every week. And some people like it juicy. Some people don't like it juicy. So we kind of drain some of the juice off. So you do, but you got to keep the meat moist. And, which is good. And then we have it on a special type of bun. We like. Many years ago when we first started Italian beef. We used two or three different ones the very first year. And the second year they told us what to use, and we went to that, and we've been on that, and the bun comes out very good.
We're talking with Mickey Robinson from the Cold Country Chamber, and we're speaking about the summer concert series, which is set to begin next Tuesday, and Scrap Iron and Gold is the leadoff batter, so to speak.
Yeah, this is the second year we let them lead it off, because they do a pretty good job. They have a good following, and they come in, and I could rattle probably names off, but I might say it the wrong way, so I'll just leave us. And great, you probably know them better than I do which ones they are.
They do have a loyal following.
Oh, yes. And we end up, last year, we had over 400 with them the opening night there. And, of course, a lot of nights we have giveaways. Wrong way to use the word, but the giveaway is like Madison Communications will come in the first night of the year, and they'll have two different giveaways. And they have some of their employees go through the crowd and hand them out right at the concert starts. And then they have a second crew that comes through and gives out a second thing. There's all kinds of different products that they give away. They do like, and the Carlinville Area Hospital will come in and do the same thing. And also, that's their night that their team has to work the concession stand. That's just one of the things that they
help out.
Help it out, and we give them publicity and help them saying that they are. Community Memorial Hospital is the same thing. This year, they're not as much participating because they're at the completion of their construction down at the hospital.
They're busy.
They are busy, and Susie Camel just about ready to flip because it's just about time for that to become the head, because they had like an open house, open invitation to people here about a week or 10 days ago for people. And they have tons of people who went go through that new hospital.
Yeah. That's
and there's other companies that do it too. Michelle Pharmacy in Benal and Gillespie, I'm sorry. And then there's another one is the Hicks Maytag, and that does another one. And then the Roman Pizzas of Gillespie, they give a coupon for them. They don't have a sit-down restaurant. It's a delivery or pickup there. So they have special prices, special deals for their pizzas and their hot foods, sub sandwiches and things like that. They give them, people order that, and they take it home, or somebody will use it like that there. And there's all kinds of other people there. Dairy Queen of Gillespie will be also have some different things in there like that.
So but it's a symbiotic relationship where you help them, they help you, and everybody gets along, and you're able to pull off the concert series. That's what's, which is
and
really nice.
We keep our expenses down. Yeah. And one thing about it too is that we have certain people been coming in every year. Every year we pick up like a new person every time they'll take over. So one person does Italian beef, and boy, and that's critical, because if you put too much meat on there, while the customer loves more meat sometimes, but then we don't make any money, and then we can't pay the bands, and you know how that goes. But the thing is, we have a lot of the people that right there that helps us every week, constantly. They maybe might miss one because of sickness or maybe go on vacation, and we always got backup. But what we use these other people, businesses come in with three or four people, not a lot of them, but come in. It's usually they wait on the customer, get their food, take the money, and blah, 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 and that's it. And it gives them exposure to people maybe you're not familiar, with the their business in the area. That's with that. And we always tell them to wear their shirt, or if they don't have a shirt for some reason, wear something with a name on it.
Sure, sure. So Scrap Iron and Gold starts off on June 2nd, and that's a kind of a bluegrass gospel type thing. Dixie Dudes, Dixieland style on June the 9th. They've been there for...
This is their fifth year.
Fifth year.
Okay. We even had them at the Fall Festival the last couple of years, too. Okay. And they were very rewarding there on everything.
June 16th.
River Ramblers. That's an unusual name, and that's the original bluegrass.
Yeah, that's the
and
old
it's,
stuff.
It's a little bit slow, but a lot of the people who come for that really come for that.
It's very recognizable.
Right.
I think that's probably the best thing. It's very
You don't see too much of that anymore because there's not that many bands on. That's why I have it. And, you know, try to make a mixture. Everybody plays the same songs a lot of times.
23rd, you have the Steamrollers with a kind of a blues, country, folk kind of sound.
Right. They've been with me now for 7 years. It's a local guy.
June 30th, BB Strings. I'm not really familiar with them.
Well, the BB Strings, we picked them up 3 years ago, and it's a three-man trio, and they play a kind of different custom trio of classic rock and country, and the leader of the band is a United Airlines pilot. He flies all over the world. So somebody like that, we have to get his schedule to him a year ahead of time.
Now, coming up on July 7th, Scrap Iron and Gold makes another appearance.
They come back because it's like a demand.
Sure, sure. And then the Fundamentals, a lot of the same folks you see, will be back the following week as part of the Fundamentals.
Right. And that's been with me like 6-7 years.
And I really enjoy the Fundamentals. I like that kind of music.
It's a mixture. We mix the music up. It's if you come in and listen to it, you're getting the same tune, the same music, but it's a little different because you got somebody picking or somebody playing the drums or guitar.
They put their own mark on it, don't they?
Right, right. Yeah. And that's why it's so good.
And then Contemporary Christian Pop, the Fireproof Band on July 21st.
That's his third year. Mm-hmm. That's from the Christian Methodist Church over there. That's Jimmy Savant's group that was born in a planning meeting several years ago for this band.
And, of course, our buddy, Steve Davis.
Oh, yes.
Blow the roof off.
Save the best for the last.
On the 28th of July.
You know, we always hear all his stories when he comes in just before his show.
And, boy, do I love having him in studio just telling stories. He's great.
He's got – in every year we do this, I'm always waiting for him to tell the same story. Never hear the same story. Never. The thing with him is when we was setting up the very first year – I didn't care. I was in Germany with him, but not in the same unit. And I didn't care for his music, put it that way.
Okay.
But somebody talked me into it. We had dinner one night, and I was overwhelmed with him. We signed a contract with him, but we have to sign a three-year contract. We have him signed for another 5 years.
That's great.
Just did it this summer.
Mickey, we're out of time. We could continue to talk. And we will have Steve Davis in studio here a little bit later
in
on.
July.
In July. Again in September. So.
Yeah, again in September, Festival. Right.
We're out of time. Thank you, sir.
I thank you.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, sir.
That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show for this Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. For the Wednesday Talk Show, I'm Terry Toth.